那今天我们就会继续来学习我们马太福音的系列。
Today we continue our systematic study of the Gospel of Matthew。
那经文是出于马太福音的5章33到37节。
The text today is taken from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 33 to 37.
那这段经文是关于这个。
And the text today is about this.
大家知道这是什么吗？
When you look at the photo, you know what I mean.
有没有人知道？
Anyone?
Swear. 启示。
Yes, it's about making oaths.
这个是 pinky swear. 好，那我们可以一起来读这一段经文。
Let's read this passage together.
我先用中文。马太福音的5章33到37节，你们又听过有这样吩咐古人的话：不可悖约，向主许的愿都要偿还。可是我告诉你们，总不可发誓，不可指着天发誓，因为天是神的宝座；不可指着地发誓，因为地是神的脚凳；不可指着耶路撒冷发誓，因为它是大君王的京城；也不可指着自己的头发誓，因为你们不能使一根头发变白或变黑。
Verse 33. Again, you have heard that the ancestors were told, "You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord." But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black.
好，我们继续读下去。第37节，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。那中文的翻译呢？其实如果按照原文翻译，应该是你们的话要说是是，不是不是。如果再多说，就是出于那二者。
Verse 37, but let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil.
那这是我们今天要学习的经文。
So this is our text today.
那当我们来读这段经文的时候，大家会不会觉得应该不太难明白主耶稣在这里的教导呢？
When you look at this passage, I suppose you think it's not too difficult to understand.
那这段经文表面上看起来的确似乎很容易理解。
On the surface, it is not hard to understand.
那主耶稣说不要起誓。
The Lord Jesus says, do not make an oath.
而是要说是是，不是不是。
But let your yes be a simple yes, and your no a simple no.
但是这里面却隐藏了非常重要还有宝贵的原则。
But what is embedded here is an important and very precious truth.
那是关于得生命，还有关于我们和人，还有和神的关系。
It is a principle that has to do with obtaining life, and it is a principle concerning our relationship with God and with each other.
那我希望靠着神的恩典，可以帮助大家去明白这当中重要的内容。
So by the grace of God, I aim to help you understand what the Lord Jesus wants to say.
那首先我们来观察一下这段经文。
Let's make some preliminary observations.
那主耶稣在这里的吩咐呢，基本上可以分成两个部分。
We can divide the words of Jesus here into two parts.
那他对门徒的吩咐，可以第一个部分就是34节到36节。
The first part consists of 34 to verse 36.
那这个部分呢，主耶稣说不要做什么。
And here the Lord says, don't.
那第二个部分呢，就是37节了。
The second part is 37.
主耶稣在吩咐门徒不要怎样之后呢，他说你们要这样。
And in verse 37, Jesus says, let your words be.
所以简单来看，我们可以看到有这两个部分。
So we see this part, there are two parts.
那首先我们来思想一下 第一个部分就是主耶稣吩咐门徒说不可起誓。
Let's look at part one, where Jesus says, don't make an oath.
那不知道大家想到这里的时候会不会有一些的疑问？
When you look at this, do you have questions?
那因为在圣经里面，有没有谁是启示的？
Because in the Bible, do you not recall that people did swear, did make oaths?
特别是在圣经里面的不同的部分，亚伟神都起过誓。
The Bible recalls instances where Yahweh God himself made oaths.
那这个是我们有一个疑问的地方，那为什么耶稣叫我们不要起誓呢？
Isn't this a question we should have? Why is it then Jesus says, don't make an oath?
那比如说一些圣经记载的这些跟随神的人，那他们也曾经起过誓。
And also, the Bible recalls individuals who also had made oaths to God.
比如说亚伯拉罕。
People like who believe in God, such as Abraham.
比如说刚才说到神去启示，那记载在其中一个例子，记载在出埃及记的32:13。
A moment ago, when I say God himself has made oath, you can consult Exodus chapter 32 and verse 13.
那我们在这里就不读了。
So,
那亚伯拉罕他也起过誓。
And we can also consult the book of Genesis, chapter 32 and verse 13.
那在那里呢，亚伯拉罕他最先的名字是亚伯兰呢，他向索多玛王说，我今向创造天地的主至高的神亚伟举手起誓。
He says here, Genesis chapter 32, Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have sworn to Yahweh, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth.
那所以大家看到亚伯兰他也起过誓。
So here we see Abraham has also made an oath.
那或许你会想，他们都这些记载都是在旧的这个约底下。
Now these two instances are recorded in the Old Testament.
那或许你会说，那新约应该在耶稣的吩咐底下，门徒就不再起誓了吧？
But then you might think, perhaps under the New Testament, things have changed.
但是我们去翻查使徒的书信的时候，会发现保罗呢，他是知道耶稣的教导的，但是他也起誓。
But when we read the letters of the apostles, we found that the apostle Paul also has made oaths.
那他指着神做他的见证人，比如说罗马书的1:9。
For example, the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 9, he made an oath by God.
他说神可以做他的见证。
He said God was his witness.
好。那所以我们应该如何理解这看似矛盾的问题呢？
So how do we reconcile these apparent contradictions?
那其实在主耶稣的教导里面呢，我们就可以找到答案。
Actually, the explanation of this apparent contradiction is found in the very words of Jesus.
那在今天的经文里面，马太福音的5:34-36里面，主耶稣他有提起不可起誓的原因。
In our text today, in Matthew 5, verses 34-35, actually we see the explanation why Jesus says we should not make an oath.
那不可起誓的原因是什么呢？
What is the reason?
那首先主耶稣说人不可指着天和地起誓。
First of all, Jesus says, do not make an oath by heaven.
还有地。
And nor by the earth.
因为天地都是属于神的。
Because both heaven and the earth belong to God.
而不是属于人的。
And they don't belong to man.
那接下来他又说不可指着耶路撒冷去发誓。
And then he said, don't make an oath by Jerusalem either.
那耶路撒冷大家都知道是哪里哦。
You know Jerusalem.
那在耶稣的时代，耶路撒冷还有圣殿是神的同在的地方。
And Jerusalem, and specifically the temple, is the dwelling place of God.
那主耶稣在这里说 也不可指着耶路撒冷去起誓，因为它也是属于神的。
Jesus says, don't make an oath by Jerusalem either, because the temple, the Jerusalem too, belongs to God.
那人也不可指着自己的头起誓。
And man should not make an oath by his head.
那这又是为什么呢？
And why is this?
那主耶稣在这里说，人没有办法使你的一根头发变白。
Because you cannot make your hair white or black.
或者是变黑。那这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
那当然现在比如说 Celine 就知道有一些的方式可以使人的头发变黑变白。
And we know, but in our modern world, we can make our hair white or black.
但是这并不是这里的意思。
But what Jesus meant is not this.
那他的意思是说人的将来明天将会如何，人并没有十足的掌握。
What Jesus means is tomorrow, your future is not under your control.
那人的明天会如何是在神的手里。
Tomorrow is in the grip of God.
所以我们并没有权利指自己的头去发誓。
For this reason, we should not make an oath by our head.
那不可起誓的原因呢，就是因为我们并没有权利指着这些不属于自己的东西去起誓。
And that means we should not make an oath by things that don't belong to us.
所以这样子去看主耶稣解释不可起誓的原因的时候呢？
When we understand the explanation by Jesus,
那我们就也可以明白为什么神他可以起誓了。
Then we also in turn understand why God himself had made an oath.
因为他指着天和地，都是属于他的。
So when God made an oath by heaven or by the earth, both heaven and earth belong to him.
那神他自己的性情也是诚实可靠的。
What is more, God's character is trustworthy and dependable.
那为什么使徒保罗可以起誓呢？
And we ask, why then could the Apostle Paul make oaths?
那因为他是神的仆人。
Because he was a servant of God.
是基督的仆人。
He was a servant of Christ.
那在需要的情况底下，他也可以起誓。
When he needed to, he can make an oath.
那原因就是神的仆人是代表神去行事。
Because a servant of God acts on the authority of God.
那是奉神的名去行事。
He acts in the name of God.
那既然神可以起誓呢，他给权柄的他的仆人也同样可以起誓。
And just as God has the right to make an oath, He authorizes His servants to make oaths sometimes.
所以在需要的情况底下，那神也给他的仆人有权柄可以去起誓。
So under different circumstances, God sometimes would let His servant make an oath.
当然不是为了这个仆人的个人的益处，而是为了他人的益处。
Not for the sake of the servant himself, but for the benefit of others, of course.
那所以仔细我们去想这个不可起誓的原因之后呢，就看到主耶稣的教导和圣经的记载是没有冲突的。
So then we see then the words of Jesus today do not contradict the rest of the Bible.
那原因就是神可以指着属于他的东西起誓。
The reason is God can make an oath by things that belong to him.
因为一切都是他造的。
Because everything belong to him.
但是我们并没有权利呢，去指着不属于自己的东西去起誓。
But by contrast, we do not have the right to make an oath by things that we don't belong to us.
所以让我总结一下第一部分，主耶稣的吩咐。
So let me summarize part one.
那主耶稣吩咐我们不可起誓，原因就是天地万物，甚至我们自己的生命都不在我们的掌握当中。
The reason why Jesus prohibits people making an oath is that everything in creation, including our life, are not under our control.
那一般的情况下，那我们不应该起誓。
So under normal circumstance, Jesus says we should not make an oath.
但是在需要的情况下，比如说使徒保罗，那也可以运用神赐给他仆人的权柄而起誓。
But under special circumstances, the servants of God could make an oath by God's authority.
所以我们去思想这个第一部分，那神的话语对我们的说话是什么呢？
So what kind of application can we have concerning part one?
那你和我需要去思想去反思的是什么呢？
What should we be thinking about in terms of application?
会不会很多时候我们好像主耶稣所描述的这种情况？
Is it not true that oftentimes the following is our situation?
那我们说话太快。
We speak too rashly.
那太过于自信。
And we are oftentimes too self-confident.
那觉得一些事情我们非常有把握。
And we feel very certain about things.
那觉得是在自己的掌控当中。
We feel things are under our control.
但如同主耶稣所指出的，没有一个人可以叫自己的头发变白或变黑。
But just as Jesus said, not one person can make his or her hair black or white.
所以其实我们好多时候容易太自信，而没有意识到我们的生命其实不属于自己。
So oftentimes, we are too confident. We do not understand that life is not in your control.
是神的恩赐。
And life is from God.
一切都是他所造，属于他的。
And everything is made by God.
那我们有什么可以夸口呢？
And there's nothing we can be boast about.
那其实我们就不应该这么自信，觉得靠自己一定可以办得到，为自己做什么。
So we should never be too sure that we can do certain things.
那也和大家分享一个例子。
And let me share with you an example.
那这个例子还是很新鲜的。
And this is something that happened recently.
就是在星期三。
And the past Wednesday, this happened.
就是 Grace 生产的这个过程。
And I mean about the Grace giving birth to Lydia.
那因为不是我生。
Because it's not I who gave birth.
所以我是看着 Grace 生孩子的。
So I was the one who eyewitnessed the whole process.
其实他很累，因为从三点多醒来发现这个羊水破了。
And starting from 3 early in the morning, and she found that the bag has burst.
那一直到晚上八点才生出来。
And until 8 o'clock in the evening the next day, only then the baby was born.
同一天。
The same day.
但是
on the same day, yeah.
但是过程当中，其实七点多的时候，我已经看他好像快不行了。
And by 7 o'clock in the morning,
no, evening.
By 7 o'clock in the evening, I looked at the situation, I said, this is not going well.
所以有一个意念闪过。
And a thought that passed through my mind.
我说，会不会两个人都失去呢？
Is it possible that both mother and child might be lost?
那其实是一个可能性。
So this that was possible.
因为对呀，所以因为你也不能做什么。
Because I certainly could do nothing.
那即使现代的医疗呢，也有听说过。就是在生产过程中死去的。
And even given the modern technologies, and there are cases where a child or the mother die.
所以用中文就是没底。
Surely we should not be too sure about things.
那我想用雅各书的四章十四节来总结第一部分。
I'd like to summarize part one by the words of James.
在雅各书的四章十四到十五节，这里说：“其实明天怎样，你们并不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们本来是过眼云烟，转瞬之间就消逝了。你们倒不如说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，做这事或做那事。但现在你们竟然张狂自夸，这一切的自夸都是邪恶的。”
Verse 14 of James chapter 4.Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, If the Lord wills, we will live, we will also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
那也很巧，因为今天瓦希弟兄在我们当中。
And coincidentally, Brother Vahid is in our midst today.
所以认识他一段时间，他常常会说，如果主愿意，我就可以做这事。
We've known Brother Vahid not for a very, very long time, but one thing about Brother Vahid is that he often says, if God wills.
那也是很鼓励我，因为他常常都看得见，他是完全依靠神的。
This is encouraging to me because he understands that he needs to rely on God all the time.
不是夸口啊，我在将来可以做什么。
And not be boastful and be so sure that we'll do this or that in the future.
所以第一个部分我们也可以用这节经文来总结。
So we can also summarize this by the same text we just read.
那让我们来到今天经文的第二个部分。
Let us now come to part two of our text.
就是第三十七节。
And that is verse 37 of Matthew 5.
就是主耶稣说不可起誓以后呢，他说你们要如何行。
And that is, having said, don't make an oath, he now says, let your yes be yes, and your no be no.
那在信息的开始，我和大家分享中文的翻译应该是要说是是，不是不是。
In the beginning, I made a remark to say that in the Chinese translation of verse 37, it could have been clearer.
那不论你的母语是中文还是英文，当你看这节经文的时候呢，你会想到什么？
Whatever your mother tongue is, what do you think about when you see verse 37?
特别这个是是不是不是的时候。
Especially about let your yes be a simple yes and your no be a simple no.
这个 yes, yes, no.
So or in the New King James translation, let your yes, yes, no, no.
大家想到什么呢？
What can you think about?
或许你会说，咦，我不是常常都是按着主耶稣吩咐去行的吗？
And you may think, hey, I have been practicing the teaching of Jesus here.
当别人说的事情是你同意的时候，你就说，对对 ，yes, yes.
When you hear people say something and you agree with him or her, don't you say yes, yes, or?
或者是当别人误会我们的时候。那我们的这个反应上来的时候，我们就说不不不，我不意思不是这样。
And when someone misunderstands you, you feel unhappy about, do you not say no no?
那是不是已经做到主耶稣说的
？So have you not then fulfilled the teaching of Jesus?
应该大家都分辨到主耶稣的教导并不是这么肤浅。
But surely you can see that this is not what Jesus means.
他不是在教导我们一个说话的形式。
It is not teaching us how to answer people.
那首先我们要去意识到，犹太文化的背景。
Now we need to know something about the Jewish background.
原来在犹太文化里面呢，当一个人说两个是或者是两个不是的时候呢，那听在别人的眼耳里呢，这个人就是在歧视了。
In Jewish culture, when a Jewish person says the word yes two times, yes says.Or alternatively, no, no, two times, the hearer understands the person is making an oath.
那他所说的呢，就绝对是真实的。
So if you repeat yes two times, then you can be sure he means what he says is truth.
因为他在启示。
Because he is making an oath.
那还记得主耶稣在不同的场合也说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
You recall certainly that many times Jesus has been heard to say, truly, truly, I say to you.
那当时候的犹太人听见的时候就知道主耶稣他所说的呢，就是他在强调他所说的完全是真实的。
Now you know that the Jewish hearers, when they heard Jesus says that, they knew Jesus was making an oath.
那他要表达的他就是他所说的是完全真的。
What Jesus wants to say is that what he says is completely true.
那所以当我们把今天的第一部分和第二部分结合起来看的时候呢
？So when we combine part one with part two,
那第一部分主耶稣说不可起誓。
In part two, we say, "Do not make an oath."
但是第二部分他又说，你们 的说的每一句话都要如同启示一样。
And that was part one, brother. In part two, Jesus is saying, let whatever you say be as if you are making an oath.
那要说实话是绝对真实的。
So let whatever you say be completely truthful.
所以他是教导我们应该怎样行事为人。
He's teaching us how to live.
这是不是你待人处事的方式呢？
Is this a way you deal with people?
你是否以 真实去对待其他人？
Do you deal with people always with truth?
你是一个爱真理的人吗？
Are you a person who loves what is true?
还是我们有好多的所谓修饰？
Or is it the case that you have many ways to embellish what you say?
那 说出来的和你想的是不同。
That is, what you say is not what you mean in your heart.
那特别是和人相处，那些与我们有利益冲突的人，我们是否好像下象棋一样去和他们说话呢？
And when you are dealing with people who may have some conflict of interest with you, do you then deal with him or her like playing chess?
那好像彼此勾心斗角呢？
So guessing or reading her mind.
那其实真实的事情真理和真理相反的呢，就是谎言了。
Now, what is opposite to the truth is lies.
那三十七节的结尾那里说，若你说的话多过于真相的时候呢，那就是出于那二者。
The second part of verse 37 says, anything more than this has its origin in evil.
那圣经告诉我们，撒旦他是一切说谎之人的父亲。
The Bible says that.Satan is the father of all lies.
那在约翰福音的八章四十四节，主耶稣说：“你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因为他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因为他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。”
We read this in Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 44. You are of your father, the devil.And you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
那这段经文使我们想起在伊甸园，魔鬼欺骗了人类的始祖。
This text makes us think of the account in.The account in the Garden of Eden.
那魔鬼就欺骗人类的祖先亚当和夏娃。
Where the devil deceived the mother of mankind, Eve.
那引诱他们去犯罪，使罪的后果就是死亡来到了世界。
And deceived both Adam and Eve. So very truly, Satan is the father of all lies.
那相反，真理是来自于哪里呢？
Now, yeah, by contrast, what is truth?
那真理是来自于神。
Truth comes from God.
主耶稣在马太福音五章三十七节，他对我们说，我们的行事为人呢，都应该如同启示一样，是真实的，是属乎真理的。
Jesus says, whatever we say should be as truthful as we are making an oath.
那所以其实主耶稣在这里他是教导我们一个非常重要但确实非常基本的一个原则。
So we see that Jesus is teaching a very basic and important principle.
那是关乎我们得生命。
A principle that pertains toobtaining life.
那也关乎我们对人还有对神的关系的一个重要原则。
A principle that pertains to our relationship with God and with each other.
那就是真理的原则。
It is a principle of truth.
那这个原则是什么样的呢？
And what is the principle of truth?
那就是以诚实，以真理而行事为人。
And that is to deal with people to live by the truth.
那这是一个做人很基本的一个原则。
This is a very basic thing about being a human, relating to each other.
那对基督徒的生命也是非常重要的。
And likewise, this is something very basic in the Christian life.
那相信大家都会同意，人与人的关系如果没有真诚，就建立不起来。
I'm sure you'll agree that without truthfulness, there is no basis for any human relationship.
那两个人的关系若有很多的隐瞒、猜疑，甚至谎言，那这段关系就会开始出现问题。
If in a relationship between two persons, there are a lot of lies, a lot of concealing and hiding, then there's no way to go forward.
那没有诚实在两人的关系里面呢，那就这个关系就停在那里，或者是倒退。
So without truthfulness, there is no progress, and actually the relationship may regress.
那同样，若是你是一个在寻求神寻求他是否真实的一个人，若你不看重这个真理的这个原则呢，那就会是一个危险的情况。
So supposing you're a person who is seeking to know God, but truthfulness is not something important in your life, and then you will have difficulties knowing God.
那若你不是一个用诚实去生活，诚实对人对神的一个人呢，那即便你在见过很多的神迹奇事，也不会去相信神。
And even though you may have seen different miracles, then you may not believe in God if there is no truthfulness in your life.
那原因就是我们不论是对神还是对自己对别人，都不是诚实的。
The reason is that you treat people or you treat God not by truthfulness.
那其实神喜爱我们心里是对他完全的坦诚。是没有虚假。
In fact, God desires that you deal with Him with complete truthfulness, complete honesty.
那就很坦诚地和他分享，和他祷告你心里的想法。
And when you talk to Him, when you pray, He wants you to be honest.
那在诗篇的五十一篇第六节这里说，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
We read in Psalm 51 and verse 6, Behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part you will make me know wisdom.
那在约翰福音的四章二十三节，主耶稣他说，然而时间将到，现在就是了，那用心灵按真理敬拜父的，才是真正敬拜的人，因为父在寻找这样敬拜他的人。
And in Gospel of John, chapter 4, and verse 23, we read, But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in truth, in spirit, and in truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
So we see that Yahweh is a person's heart.
So we see Yahweh is a God who desires man to be truthful with him.
He is also looking for those以诚实行事为人的人。
Indeed, he is looking for people who seek after him in truthfulness.
那我想到，我们在之前在国内照顾的一个年轻人。
This makes me think of a young person, whom we used to take care of when we served in mainland China.
那他有困难的时候就曾经向神去祈求祷告。
Every time this young person, ran into difficulty, he would pray.
那他经历到神奇妙的帮助。
And he also experienced the blessings of God and the help of God.
但是很可惜的就是当他经历神的真实以后呢，他很快又会否定这个经历。
But unfortunately, soon after the experience, he would soon deny what he experienced.
他会觉得自己如果当时没有祷告，那结果应该也是一样的。
And he would say to himself,well, even though I had not prayed, whatever happened should still would have happened.
但可惜的就是他经历过神的真实以后呢，他并没有诚实。
And unfortunately, it's a pity that after joining the church for a while, he left.
就是他经历神的真实，就是经历过神之后，他并没有诚实。
After he experienced the reality of God, he did not become a truthful person.
那所以后来经过一段时间，他就离开教会，不再有心寻求神。
So after a while, he left the church and didn't have the heart to pursue God any further.
那原因就是他不是一个爱真理、 以真诚来生活的人。
And the reason is he was not a person who loved the truth or functioned by the truth.
那这是一个负面的例子。
Now this is a negative example.
那一个正面的例子就是在刚刚过去的复活节营。
I'd like to cite a positive example also, and something happened in a recent Easter camp.
那在这个营会里面有这个讨论，就是去分享我们究竟相不相信耶稣。
And on the second day in the morning of our Easter camp, we had a discussion about whether or not you believed in the resurrection. And what a honest discussion we had.
原因就是那牧师也是鼓励大家就坦诚地分享你心里面的想法。
And Pastor Joe encouraged each of us just to be frank, be honest.
不要有隔阂。
And do not hide things.
让他鼓励大家要做一个诚实爱真实事情的一个人。
And he encouraged us to be truthful and be honest.
那不是知道一件事情是真的，但是有抵触，故意不去回应。
And that we should not resist something, even though you realize you have come to a conclusion that it is true.
其实当时牧师所做的就是引导大家做一个爱真理的人。
So what the pastor tried to do that morning was to guide us towards the direction of being a truthful person.
那看重以真理去行事为人。
And to value being a person who function by what is true.
所以这个诚实以真理生活的这个重要原则其实不单单适用于寻求神的朋友们。
Now this principle of truth is not only applicable for people who are seeking to know God.
对于基督徒来说，这个真理的原则是非常基本，却又关乎生和死的。
The same principle is applicable to Christians. Actually, it has to do with our life and or death.
在教会里面，若我们不是以真诚相待，会发生什么事情呢？
What would happen if we do not treat each other by what is true?
那不是用爱心把真实的想法说出来的时候，那有一些的隐瞒，那过了一段时间就会有这些的，就越来越紧张了，这个气氛。
If we do not speak to each other what is true in love, and soon we will be hiding things, and after a while, there will be a problem in our relationship.
那彼此可能出现猜疑。
And there will be tension, and we will have doubts.
那就不信任。
And we do not trust each other.
那这个二者就有机可乘了。
And then the devil...We have an opportunity.
那可以使到教会的肢体当中出现嫌隙。
And there will be problems and tension between members.
彼此去敌对，甚至落入罪当中。
And there might be hostility, and there may be even sin.
甚至会使到教会破裂。
And perhaps even there will be attack each other, and causing a split in the church even.
那这是非常严重和有可怕的。
Now such a consequence is terrifying and serious.
那是神不喜悦，他也会审判的一件事情。
It is something not pleasing to God. He'll certainly judge such thing.
那原因就是人没有按着耶稣所吩咐的去用真理而行事。
All this is because we do not relate to each other by what Jesus teaches.
就是要说是是不是不是，意思就是你的说话行事为人都要基于真实的真理。
And what Jesus teaches is that let our words be yes, yes, no, no, and that is be let our words be absolutely truthful.
所以今天的经文在人的层面去提醒我们要彼此真诚的相待。
So on the level of our relationship with each other, the text today reminds us to be truthful.
那用真理来生活
，and to live by what is true，
那就如同以弗所书四章十五节所说的
，and just as what we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15，
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him, who is the head, that is into Christ.
只有当我们活出这个真理的原则的时候，教会才不断的能够成长。
Only when we live by this principle always can the church grow.
那就能够成长，就好像基督一样，连于元首基督。
Until we attain to the maturity of Christ.
那最后一方面呢，我们对真理的态度也会决定你和我最终的归宿。
And lastly, our attitude towards what is true also will decide our future.
那刚才我们看过，真理是出于神。
And we said, truth is from God.
那他也将真理，将他的话语借着主耶稣基督，还有门徒去显明给我们看。
God has also revealed His truth to us through Jesus and through the apostles.
不单单叫你和我相信这些真实的事情。
And the purpose of giving us His word is not only we may believe these things to be true.
更重要的是，真理是有约束力的。
What is more important it is what is true is binding.
神吩咐我们要顺服真理。
Through His word, He's commanding us to obey.
去顺服福音，
to obey what is true, to obey the gospel.
好使到我们明白真理而顺服的时候能够悔改。
So that when we understand what is true and obey it, then we can repent.
我们可以和神和好。
We can turn to God and be reconciled with Him.
去经历救恩，然后也可以立上加力。
And thus be saved and find strength for life.
所以在罗马书的二章六到八节那里说，神必照人所做的报应个人，以永生报答那些耐心行善、寻求荣耀尊贵和不朽坏的人，却以震怒和愤恨报应那些自私自利、不顺从真理而顺从不义的人。
We read in the book of Romans, chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, who will render to each person according to his deeds.To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath and indignation.
所以我们看到顺从真理和不顺从真理就会有两个不同的归宿。
So we see two very different destinies for people who loved what is true and those who don't.
所以为什么我说这是一个非常基本但是又关乎生命的一个原则。
And this is why I say the principle we learn today is both basic and also has to do with life or death.
当然我们很多人生活在这样的一个社会里面社会都教导我们不是以真实很容易教导我们不是以真实去对待。
But I know what society, what people teach us to do is not to love what is true.
而是以自己的利益为考量。
But to function by your personal interest.
那你所说的，那能够使对方有利于你。
So what you say to people,so that people might be good to you.
但是主耶稣对我们的教导并不是这样。
But this is not what Jesus teaches us.
所以让我总结今天的信息。
So I'd like to sum up what we learned today.
那主耶稣提醒我们，我们要说是是，不是不是，意思就是我们的说话、行事为人应该都要出于真实的，是出于真理。
Jesus teaches us today that our words should be truthful. Let our words be yes, yes, no, no.
那希望透过今天的分享，大家可以记住这个重要的以真理行事为人的原则。
So I hope you can all remember this principle of truth.
那使到我们的生命、内心、说话，不论是对待神还是对人，都是全然的诚实。
So that we may be truthful people in our hearts, towards God and towards people.
那是出于真理的。
And whatever we say is of the truth.
那这样我们就能够和神的关系上面，还有彼此的关系上面不断的成长进步。
So that we can make progress in our relationship with God and also that with each other.
那我们生命也会越来越有能力。
And then we may increase in strength in life.
若我们不是彼此真诚的相待，那关系就会僵硬紧张。
For unless we relate to each other in truthfulness, there will be tension.
那甚至会彼此敌对。
Though there might be hostility.
甚至落入到罪当中。
And there might be sin.
那就去到一个软弱的光景，因为我们得罪神，也得罪人。
And will be sinning against God and against people.
那如果我们对神去接触的时候也是有所隐瞒，我们会发现我们和他的关系也会非常疏远。
If you even hide things and conceal things from God, then I can be sure that you would be very far from God.
那所以祈求天父今天提醒你和我，帮助我们去改变。
So may this be a reminder from the Heavenly Father for you and for me to help us change.
那可能有一些人个性是比较诚实的。
And perhaps some of us are by nature quite honest.
那或许是你家人的背景是这样。
Maybe this is how you have been taught in your family.
但是我相信并没有人心里去到了诚实，去到了神所就是他的那种的程度。
But we can be sure that none has arrived at the level which God requires us to be honest.
所以我们也求神帮助我们的软弱。
So we ask God to help us in our weaknesses.
帮助我们可以信靠他，是当我们按着他的心意行，他是帮助我们的。
We ask him to help us to trust him, trusting that he will be our help.
那好使到我们可以持守这个非常基本但是却又关乎生死的这个属灵原则。
So only when we trust God we can hold fast to this basic and life-giving principle of the truth.
好，那我今天和大家的分享就到这里。
So I come to the end of my message today.
那我们可不可以请牧师为我们做一个祷告。
Let us pray.